This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Early calls for corn futures look to open slightly lower this morning following a 10-cent loss in the March contract last week. On Friday, U.S. Customs reopened both of the rail lines that had been closed down at El Paso and Eagle Pass, but that had little bullish effect on corn, which only closed higher by a half cent. Argentina is gearing up for a solid corn crop, with excellent conditions early in the season. 59% of the crop is planted, and all of it is rated good or better. Friday's CFTC data showed non-commercials increasing their net short position by 26,355 contracts, leaving them net short 127,570 contracts. Soybeans are called to open slightly higher at this point this morning, but were dealt a loss of 16 cents last week in the January contract. Scattered showers are falling in central Brazil this morning, while good rains fell last week and the extended forecast is wetter as well. AgRoll has reported that 94% of the Brazilian soy crop has been planted and that beans that are in pod fill will benefit from the current rainy forecast. Friday's CFTC data showed non-commercials as sellers, reducing their net long position to just 1,998 contracts. Calls for the wheat open are unchanged to slightly lower, following a loss of 13 cents last week for March Chicago wheat. Futures remain at the 100-day moving average and are in a bull pennant formation. It has been 3 weeks since a flash sale was reported to China, and while traders remain hopeful, Russia continues to dominate global exports. The reopening of the two railways into Mexico should be friendly for wheat as well as corn, as Mexico has been a steady buyer of all three classes of U.S. wheat. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Burma Livestock Market Annual Holiday Cow Classic, America's premier bred female sale, December 28th and 29th at Burma Livestock Market in Burwell, Nebraska. Over 4,000 head of top quality Sandhills raised females offered for sale. On Thursday, December 28th at noon, we'll sell cull cows. Friday, December 29th, starting at 9 a.m., complete dispersions, bred first calf heifers and bred cows. You can view and bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction, or find us at burwelllivestock.com.
March corn up 2 1/4 at 475 1/4. January soybeans up 6 1/4 at 1306 even. January soybean meal up $1.30 at $400.90. January soybean oil up 40 cents at $48.93. On the Merck, February live cattle down 87 cents at $167.65. January feeder cattle down $2.40 at $220.35. February lean hogs down $1 even at $70.35. February pork cutout unchanged at $81.72, and Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $15.41. For more market information anytime, you can click on our market tab on our website at iowaagnet.com. This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.